The idea of turning yourself over for rehabilitation, Barris said, certainly makes you apprehensive. That's a manifestation of purposeful negative symptoms, your fear. It's the drug talking. To keep you out of New Path and keep you from getting off it, you see, all symptoms are purposeful, whether they are positive or negative.
No shit, Charles Frack muttered.
The negative ones show up as the cravings, which are deliberately generated by the total body to force its owner, which in this case is you, to search frantically.
The first thing they do to you when you go into New Path, Charles Frack said, is they cut off your pecker as an object lesson, and then they fan out in all directions from there.
Your spleen next, Barris said.
Are they what? They cut? Yeah, what does that do, a spleen?
Helps you digest your food.
How?
By removing the cellulose from it.
Oh, then I guess after that,
just non-cellulose foods, no leaves or alfalfa.
Wow, how long can you live that way?
Barris said, it depends on your attitude.
How many spleens does the average person have?
He knew that there were usually two kidneys. Depends on his weight and age.
Why?
Charles Freck felt keen suspicion. A person grows more spleens over the years. By the time he's 80,
you're shitting me.
Barris laughed.
Always he'd been a strange laugher, Charles Freck thought. An unreal laugh, like something breaking.
Why your decision, Barris said presently, to turn yourself in for residence therapy at a drug rehab center?
Jerry Fabian, he said.
With a gesture of easy dismissal, Barris said, Jerry was a special case. I once watched Jerry Fabian staggering around and falling down, shitting all over himself, not knowing where he was, trying to get me to look up and research what poison he'd got hold of. Thallium sulfate, most likely. It's used in insecticides and to snuff rats. It was a burn, somebody paying him back. I could think of 10 different toxins and poisons that might...
There's another reason, Charles Freck said. I'm running low again in my supply, and I can't stand it. There's always running low and not knowing if I'm fucking ever gonna see anymore.
Well, we can't even be sure we'll see another sunrise.
But shit, I'm down so low now that it's like a matter of days. And also, I think I'm being ripped off. I can't be taking them that fast. Somebody must be pilfering from my fucking stash.
How many tabs do you drop a day?
That's very difficult to determine, but not that many.
A tolerance builds up, you know.
Sure, right, but not like that. I can't stand running out and like that. On the other hand,
he reflected,
I think I got a new source. That chick, Donna, something,